individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream here at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you want to call into today's show, we are at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And with that, I have Brett on the line with me of the Borough Assembly. How you doing there, sir?
I am good. I'll start off with my disclaimer. These are my opinions. My opinions alone do not represent the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly, nor the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
I was trying to cover you this by giving your first name, not your last name, but you saw through that real fast. Darn.
I saw through that, yeah.
So, last night you had an interesting meeting. You know, I think it was a fait accompli. It was going to happen with this assembly by voting in the puppy palace or the veterinary center, whatever you want to call it, the animal shelter.
The animal shelter, yeah. No, I think I think it was pretty much a done deal. You know, when we tabled this 2 years ago, supposedly we tabled it so that we could get some more input on this, some more design ideas, and that. It did not really happen, in my opinion. I mean, we got a couple of things changed in the design, but it was superficial at best. I think, in my opinion, this was just a waiting game. In order to get this passed, you needed the right assembly, and you needed the right administration. And this last election, that was handed to them. So there we go.
How is it going to be paid for?
So this all comes out of the KIP.
that's a big KIP pull.
It's a really big KIP. It's one of my big disappointments in the KIP. The KIP, for those that don't know, the Capital Improvement Program. I believe the KIP has been morphed into something it was never intended to be. It is morphed into a more pie in the sky type projects. In my opinion, it should have been used and should still be used to maintain our current infrastructure, not create more. We've got a lot of aging infrastructure here. I believe that was the spirit of the KIP originally, when folks like Aaron Wojcicki and Bryce Ward created this, and I think it's morphed into something much, much bigger. So this will come out of the KIP. So we have a total, as of last night, with the vote last night, between what was set aside in the last round and what was voted in last night, we basically approved, for round figures, $33 million for this project. What has been taken out of that already is where we are to this current day.
Okay.
So the planning, the design, the scoping, that has already come out of the money that was previously appropriated, including, as I understand it, the purchase of the property, which is on the it would be the Old Rich Highway.
Yeah.
Just down from American Tire or Six Rod Lee's. It's that vacant lot that you see right across from the old Persinger's, if you're an old-time Fairbanksan.
Persinger's Marine.
Yeah. So I did some basic math here. I'm not I'm not good at detailed math like someone like Aaron Lajewski, but I'm good at simple math.
You can add and subtract, multiply and divide.
That's right. When I need detailed numbers, I go to somebody like Aaron, but this is basic math for you guys. So everybody out there kind of understands where we're at. So let's assume that the project comes in on budget. So we get a bid at $33 million, which of course we're going to get because now all the contractors know what our budget is. unless this project, what people can hope for is that the project goes way over budget. Say $33 million is too low. Let's just say the number is $45.
That's
our lowest bid. If our lowest bid is $45, well, the project could still be killed. But let's just assume it's going to come in at $33 million. So I calculated basic math here. I figure on average there's about 97,000 people in the Fairbanks. Our population is around 97. Yeah, it fluctuates. We've gone a little over 100,000, but I think 97 is pretty close to the average. Now that's everybody. That's every man, woman, and child, including newborn babies. Okay? So that equates to $340 per citizen of the borough. That includes a newborn baby today. So take a family of four and do the math. That's what your household owes on this project. So now let's break it down a little bit into detail here. So we got $33 million. They say this building is another 50-year building. That's been a big argument with me. To me, that's clinically insane. There are buildings on the East Coast that are 200-plus years old. They're better than the day they were built. But whatever, apparently we only build buildings here in the borough that are good for 50 years, and then we have to demolish them. So that's $33 million divided by 600 months. That's 50 years. That's $55,000 per month. $55,000 per month. That equates to $1,833 per day. Per day. $76.38 per hour. That's just on the $33 million. That's to build the building. That doesn't include our staffing. Now, of course, we already have staffing at our current facility, so that cost transfers over. But now we've got a building that's three times the square footage. So I don't know if it's going to be three times the heat. Hopefully the building will be more efficient. We could logically assume it'll be double the heat. Probably double, maybe triple the electricity, all the long-term operating costs of maintaining 17, almost 18,000 square feet instead of 7,900 square feet I think we have right now. So, yeah, this is all pretty simple math over the course of 50 years. So there you go.
Does it have the crematorium in it, too?
It does, yes. And that was an issue that was brought up. So that particular area where the new property is located is in one of what the EPA calls our dirtiest areas in the borough. So that was definitely an argument that was brought up last night was, what are we doing adding Fluffy's ash to our already EPA-certified dirty air at that particular location?
Well, I didn't think of that when I asked the question. My thought was there's a crematorium already on Pega Road right across the street from the animal shelter, the Animal House Veterinary Clinic. So,
Correct. So
why don't they just contract that out?
Well, that was one of the questions I brought up last night was because I have felt, this issue with this animal shelter has been going on since 2017. So that was long before I got on the assembly in 2022. So this has followed me for 3 years and 4 months now. So one of the questions I asked is what other facilities have we looked at purchasing or repurposing, and to what depth have we looked at those options? And one of the options was purchasing that facility that you're talking about It was offered to us, and I believe it was for around $5 million. It supposedly was immediately pushed aside because of parking issues and expansion issues and whatnot. It basically, from my perspective, since I came into this issue, I believe from day one, when this design started to come about, I believe many people in the borough just put blinders on. And they were so focused on making this new building happen that they were so biased into thinking that, that there's absolutely no way you can repurpose a building. You can do, there was no other option. It was just simply adopted as a mentality, in my opinion, again, within the administration, that this is going to happen. Come hell or high water, we're getting our new shiny building.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, okay?
Okay.
Fairbanks, we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
2026 is now in full swing, and Fairbanks Urology, that means an 8-year anniversary of open doors and exceptional patient care. Fairbanks Urology, offering specialized care for men and women, and they're always ready to partner for an improved you. Even better, referrals aren't necessary. Appointments can be scheduled without a long wait. Fairbanks Urology, 1211 Cushman Street, right across from the City of Fairbanks Fire Station. Find them online at fairbanksurology.com. Stop by and meet the team.
Oh, we love our cars.
It's kind of a squeak, squeak sound.
Yeah, the engine makes a tick, tick, tick noise.
It's got no heat, and it's winter.
It goes bump, bump, bam.
It seems to be leaking something.
Problems we've all had with our cars. So get it to Pearson Auto with their state-of-the-art facility. They'll quickly diagnose the problem and get your rig humming along again. Only from Pearson Auto. Off the Rich near North Pole and in West Fairbanks by the airport. Pearson Auto, your dealership alternative.
Hey, why is this light on?
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR Weather.
A winter storm watch begins at midnight tonight and remains in effect until 9 p.m. Sunday night. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 1 above. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through Sunday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Brett Roderman on the line with me. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Ready for a phone call? You already got one.
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi. Good morning. It's Kaya.
Kaya, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just have a question or a couple of questions on the the new animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Will they be offering private cremations paid for by the owners?
As I understand it, no. That is not a service that we offer now. I do not know why that would change.
Okay.
Kaya, thank you for the phone call.
Oh, the other question.
Okay.
Is, I'm sorry. Why can't they just use the existing crematory without having to make another crematory? I mean, is there anything wrong with that one?
When they not currently that I know of. You know, I would assume it is. It's not really been discussed, but I would assume the plan for the old building would be to sell it. Or maybe even, if it's so bad, demolish it and then sell the property. It's on prime real estate on Tiger right. Road. But I have not heard any talks about utilizing the old building or anything in the old building at all.
Right, right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, Kaya. Yeah, it's... you know, what always got me was... Here the borough went out and bought real estate for it, and they have plenty of their own real estate. And, you know, the U-Haul Center on Airport Road, it used to be the Sears.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When Sears filed bankruptcy, I sent an email to Mayor Ward, and I said, you should buy that building. You know, it's 55,000 square feet, whatever the size was. Think of the things you can put in there, you know, be it, you know, aren't you guys going to be building a new public works facility or having you already done that?
Yeah, we have. It is up and running now.
And so I said you could have that in there plus other things. And there you could have had it right there, all the parking you wanted, available for expansion if you needed it. And I always shook my head, Mayor Ward, you know, you weren't thinking.
No, the borough does not like to think outside the box. They like to think new box. They don't want old box. They don't want used box. We want new box.
Well, guess what's coming at you then?
Yeah.
That big indoor sports center, Rex Arena. That's next.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. There's a lot of big pie-in-the-sky projects in the KIP that they're just going to keep coming. They're going to keep pushing. They're going to keep pushing, you know. Fortunately, you know, we only put $11 million per year into the KIP.
Well, this took up the last 5 years.
Right. And $11 million bucks doesn't go very far anymore when you start talking about, I mean, if they got their way with that entire recreation center as proposed in the KIP, and it's a 3 or 4 phase project, I believe the current numbers are at around $300 million. Because it would, you got to understand, it would include a field house, an aquatic center, a new multi-sheet ice arena. It's a huge facility. Basically, take what you have over at the Big Dipper, all the land around it, the football fields out back, just envision that all being an undercover building.
Okay. Here, my next statement is, now I understand why my property assessment went up 19.5% in this last year, and why in the last 5 years it's gone up 65%.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
But we're within the cap. Remember, we're within the tax cap, because all we have to do is just keep raising people's assessment to stay, you know, within the cap, you know. Now, I guess, you know, if you're on the other side of the fence or you're on the real practical side of numbers, I guess you could argue that, hey, you guys have gotten off for years. You know, your assessments were too low. You know, I remember back in my house buying days, you know, before I got out of that, you know, if the borough had your house assessed at $200,000.
It's worth $220,000 to $240,000, yeah.
Right. Well, nowadays, you go look at the assessment, you say, oh, they've got it assessed at $300,000, so I guess it's worth $280,000.
Exactly.
You know, on the open market. So, you know, those sort of things have changed. But anyway, this is where we are. Once again, I will reiterate one of my favorite sayings: elections have consequences. So, you know, if folks aren't paying attention and if they think that local politics don't affect you, guess what?
It really does.
It really does. Last night, the Fairbanks North Star Borough reached out and touched every single person here with a bill for $340 that's just for this project, not all the other ones, just for this current project. So please encourage all of your out-of-town and out-of-state friends that if they would like to adopt an animal, please come to Fairbanks because I need to recuperate $33 million in adoption fees. So, if you have any relatives...
Well, you know, I'm going to shut you down there, you know, because I think your $33 million is low.
That is my fear.
How old is that number?
I'm sorry, say again?
How old is that $33 million estimate?
Let's see. So that was the last time we took this up and tabled it. So
2 years ago?
A year ago. Yeah, so it's coming up on 2 years. Yes, coming up on 2 years.
So figure it's $40 million now. Just on your best day, it's $40
million. Mm-hmm. That's my belief. Is 40. Yeah.
You know, one thing I learned while I was mayor at the city, no matter what the engineering estimate is, it's going to be more.
Yes. And when I first got on the assembly, those numbers were really low because we were coming out of COVID. We were in the peak of inflationary numbers really, really going up. And our staff, and this is not their fault, but our staff was really caught off guard by the whole thing. And it took a while for them to reset a little bit,
yeah,
you know, and get better with estimating. And to their credit, they have gotten much better. But usually we're, you know, on average, we're still a little bit low.
Well, hold it. You know, you're building a facility with intricate facets.
Yeah.
You're building a surgery center.
Mm-hmm.
You're building out a crematorium. These are things that are not done in Fairbanks often, if at all.
Right.
And so... I just don't have 100% confidence in a hard number not to exceed of what they came up with, especially 2 years later.
And now there is some contingency in the $33 million number. There is a percentage of contingency, and I forget what the exact percentage is, but I seem to remember it will equate, it must have been around close to 10%, because I seem to remember it was around $3 million in contingency. We always put that in, and you know.
Basically 10% contingency, yeah.
Yeah, you just got to work that in. I'm not so sure that's going to be enough. There's always change orders. There's always stuff that's going to come up. Heck, we haven't even broken ground on this property. For all we know, we're going to dig down 10 feet and find a bunch of old buried oil barrels. I don't know. Nobody knows. It's Fairbanks, you know. That's one of the contingencies. What happens, you know, if you dig down and you find a bunch of old buried batteries, you know, or something? Who knows?
True.
And you once you dig, it's too late. You got to, what do? You got to keep moving on. So, you know, I'm hoping that future appropriations don't come. But I'm certainly ready for them because I believe there are future budget appropriations that will have to happen to pull this project off. Because at a certain point, you are pot committed. That's the problem that I think right now, the administration, the staff, I think they think we're pot committed. We can't go back. We've invested too much in this. No, you can absolutely stop this. I mean, yeah, we're into it a couple million bucks now.
That's the easy loss.
Right.
Okay.
You know, got the cost.
Brett, got it. Brett, got to take a commercial break here. Okay, buddy.
Okay.
Okay, Fairbanks. We were gonna go into some Fox News, some state news, some weather, some commercials, and we will be back.
Corner is coming.
coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The United States is sending a second aircraft carrier to the Middle East as tensions with Iran escalate. President Trump, why'd you send that second carrier?
Well, in case we don't make a deal, we'll need it. If we don't have a deal, we'll need it. If we have a deal, we could cut it short.
Gulf Arab nations have continued to warn any attack could spiral into another regional conflict in the Middle East. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's in Germany, speaking at the annual Munich Security Conference. His visit comes as this Russian invasion of Ukraine nears its four-year mark. Talks continue between the two sides trying to end this war. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz says Russia's not yet willing to talk seriously.
Russia has to give up this terrible war against Ukraine. And we have to do everything what is needed to bring them to the point where they see no further advantages for them to continue this terrible war.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Alaska legislature on Wednesday passed a resolution extending a disaster declaration over western Alaska storms, allowing funds to be spent to repair villages ravaged by extreme weather in the fall. Governor Mike Dunleavy first declared a statewide disaster in response to the impacts of Typhoon Halong and other storms in western Alaska in early October, after hundreds of rural residents' homes were lost to storm damage. Disaster declarations under state law allow the governor to spend money from the state's disaster relief fund and can last up to 30 days. The disaster declaration was extended with approval from House Speaker Bryce Edgman and Senate President Gary Stevens in November, December, and January. House and Senate majority members said that they were advised by legislative attorneys that after the legislature convened for its regular session last month, the disaster declaration should be extended through action by the full House and Senate. The advice came as Dunleavy asked lawmakers last month to approve spending $20.5 million in previously appropriated state funds from the disaster relief account, up $5 million from his previous request.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Every day now at the Great Alaska Pizza Company in Fairbanks and North Pole, buy medium pepperoni or cheese pizzas for just $7 each when you buy two. The best pizza deal ever, every day. Carry out only.
The Great Alaska Pizza Company.
Well, it's dark, it's cold, but hey, at least we don't have to worry about a sunburn. Hey, Fairbanks, Les Nichols with Fairbanks Nissan. This time of year absolutely wreaks havoc on our cars. Hard starts, no starts, is my winterization working? Heaters that aren't heating, how old is my battery? Brakes that are stiffer than a New Year's cocktail? Suspension that feels every single bump in the road? And life doesn't stop. You still have to get to work, drop off the kids, pick up the kids, do the shopping. And when you call your usual shop with a problem, they'll tell you they can get you in sometime this summer? Maybe it's time for a New Year's resolution. Stop waiting in line and call Fairbanks Nissan. Yes, we sell Nissans, but we work on all makes and models, even yours. In fact, we probably do more work on other brands than we do on Nissans. And we work with almost all extended warranty companies, so you can call us even if you got your warranty somewhere else. When you need help in a hurry, not months from now, call Fairbanks Nissan. Schedule your service online at FairbanksNissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com. Fairbanks Nissan, here when winter doesn't wait.
It has occurred to me that I am an introvert. I live a sheltered life as an old septic tank, gazing at the stars, pondering my poetry, appreciating the weather, rain or snow. I know my family has Bigfoot Pumpkin and Thorn faithfully pump me out once a year. I count on that flow in my life, and I will continue to serve them much better for many years to come.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Brett, how you doing, sir?
I am good.
You know, it must, when you're sitting through a meeting like that, and you've, before you even go into the meeting, you know the outcome, how does that make you feel?
Well, a little bit lost, honestly, because you just know that no matter what you say, no matter how much common sense and reason, no matter how much math you throw at the equation, it was already decided. You know, my personal opinion, once again, my opinion, not that of the borough or the assembly, is that this decision was probably made long before this last election. I believe, you know, it was pre-planned. that if they could gain a supermajority on the assembly, that this was going to come back up. It was going to be drugged back before us, and it was going to be voted on, and there was nothing anybody could do, you know. Even if, you know, if John Coghill had won the mayor's race, if the assembly was 2-7, you got a veto-proof majority there, this was going to happen. I think this was decided a long time ago. So it's very frustrating. Very frustrating to go into a meeting. I think Tammy and I tried our best. We made our best arguments. I thought I made some good arguments at the end of the meeting. There's the classic Brett food for thought moments. You know, one of the things we heard of over and over again was, well, this building was built in 1974. It's just run out. It's just done. We got to get rid of it. Bulldoze it. So I asked the question at the end, food for thought. When was Mary Cy built? How about Joy? When were they built? Long before 1974. How come, where's my wrecking balls? I need wrecking balls and dozers. We got to tear this stuff down.
When was Fairbanks City Hall built?
There you go.
When was the, yeah.
There are buildings on the East Coast that are over 200 years old that are better today than they were built 200 years ago. The deal is we're just not taking care of our stuff. And that could be clearly seen in the photos that they showed, you know, during the work session, certainly during the staff report. Much of what I saw in the photos, in my opinion, was neglect. Sheer and utter neglect of the building. I understand that the building does not meet our current needs. I totally get that. That is not an excuse to ignore basic maintenance on a building. Some of the pictures they showed us were absolutely abhorrent. But, David, you know this very well. You've walked into many homes in Fairbanks that are in abhorrent condition.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is that owners did not take care of their property. So instead of having a $500,000 property to put on the market, they have a $200,000 piece of junk to put on the market. You've seen it many, many times. And we're doing the same thing at the borough with our taxpayer dollars. We are simply not taking care of our current...
What's the name of the building going to be?
That's a good one. I put thought into that.
I had to get you on that one. Hey, you ready for a phone call?
Oh, yeah. Let's go for it.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning. It's Jamie.
Hello.
Hey, Brett. Thank you for everything, and Tammy also. I wasn't able to call in or make the meeting. I'm not able to get down there much, but I couldn't last night at all. Couldn't call in. So I texted every one of the assembly members, and I agree with everything both of you said. I think 40 million is going to be a way minimum, and you did say that, David.
Yep.
And then Brett brought up something I hadn't thought about, like especially out in that neighborhood, you don't know what you're going to hit when you start digging. So that's a really good point. But anyway, I texted. I called the clerks. She was very patient. She gave me everybody's phone number since we don't have big fat phone books, a daily annoyance for me. But anyway, so I got everybody's number, and I tried to call. I ended up having to text everybody because the meeting had already started. So 6 o'clock, you know, it was all. I started a little bit before 6, but it was when I could do it yesterday. So I texted everybody, and I brought up. So there's two things I want to talk about: the way they cremate dogs and cats, and I want them whatever else. I don't know. And I want to talk about first, right, the subject of the fact that I don't know how many years, probably at least 20 years ago, or maybe, I can't remember, you know, the decades go by. But this problem that was front page news for a while back then of all these musher people dropping off their old dogs and puppies because they don't want to cull them themselves. Did that get brought up? Because that was huge news for a while. And I don't know if it's still going on, because then everything went crickets after that, and you never heard about it again.
Yeah, it did not get brought up last night.
Oh, man, I'm sad you didn't bring that up. I think that's a good argument.
Yeah, most of the stuff that was brought up was just, it was just recent stuff, nothing much in the past. We've had mass drop-offs like that at the shelter before, and we've had to do some pretty creative advertising campaigns to try to get, you know, a lot of these animals rehomed. I do agree with you. I think in some ways, you know, the shelter has been kind of abused by a lot of folks. But I've said for years, you know, we do not have humans with dog problems. We have dogs with human problems.
Well, it was a big deal, a number of years ago. It was front page news for a while, and then it's been crickets ever since. And I don't know, you know, they do it at night in the outside drop off, whatever you got going on out there. And I'm wondering if it's still going on, because nobody's heard anything. And then, so I'm sad that that didn't get brought up, because I think it's disgusting if you're going to have all these dogs, deal with them, you know? Anyway, you know, don't put them on me. I'm poor as it is. And so then there's the crematorium. So let me tell you guys a story. I think it was more than 20 years ago, maybe 20 plus a few. I brought in a beloved cat that had been my daughter. She has a beautiful letter she wrote me in second grade, because I was a one cat person. Anyway, but she persuaded me to let her have this kitten. Well, he was always kind of a sickly cat, but he was dying. So I took him in there and to get him put to sleep. This is the deal. This is how they do this. They wanted me to just, like, leave him there. They said, if you want, you can, you know, hold him while we do this. So I chose to hold him. So I'm sitting there holding this cat that we've had for years. I'm looking in his eyes. They inject him with whatever they kill him with. And the guys that were working back there kept insisting I give him over. I'm looking in my cat's eyes. Actually, my daughter's cat, but, you know, it turns out to be yours when you're the mom.
We got to hurry up. I got another phone call online, so let's hurry up with this.
They wanted to take him away. I waited till the light went out, and they kept insisting. All I could think was they were going to take this cat, throw him on a pile of cats and dogs that they're going to go stick and burn. I ended up forcing them to let me take them.
Okay, I got to take a new phone call here. Thank you. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Ross.
Hello, Ross.
How are you doing?
Good. Doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing well, thanks. You're not on yet, right?
Yes, you are.
Oh. Well, I'd like to say a couple of things about the cost of buildings in Fairbanks. First of all, the risk that a contractor has is one of the most important things that is missed by government employees.
Ross, are you there? Ross, are you there?
I think we lost him.
Okay. Okay. Well, sir, I know you got another thing you got to go to, so I had you on for 3/4 of the hour. Appreciate it. What do you got planned for the weekend?
Not much. Probably watching it snow and then hooking up the plow to the truck and going out and plowing snow. Sounds like they're calling for 5 to 10 inches. I did not like your forecast, by the way, during the break, so I suggest you change that.
Oh, what did the forecast say?
It said 5 to 10 inches, and
well, you know, there is truth in advertising. You have a great weekend. I'll talk to you later, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. In Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
When it's time to be warm, wrap yourself in the Alaskan Solution. Wear fur from the Fur Factory. Shop the Fur Factory for naturally warm, naturally beautiful furs that are as practical today as ever before. Experience the luxury of fur coats, mukluks, mittens, and hats. see Alaskan beaded slippers and gloves crafted by local artisans as well. The Fur Factory's family furriers craft heirloom quality garments that you'll treasure for a lifetime. Ethically harvested, visit the Fur Factory, 547 2nd Avenue, Fairbanks.
Across Alaska's rivers, runways, trap lines, and trails, there are stories that deserve to be heard. Those stories live on Alaska Tracks. Hosted by wildlife biologist and lifelong outdoorsman Randy Zarnke, Alaska Tracks takes you inside the lives of the people who know this land best. Elders, hunters, bush pilots, and trappers who carry Alaska's traditions forward. Built on an oral history project by the Alaska Trappers Association, each episode blends conversation, storytelling, and first-hand experience, connecting generations, bush and city, past and present. This isn't just a show. It's a living archive and a reminder of what it means to live in the last frontier. Alaska Tracks is proudly presented by KFAR Radio and sponsored by Rod Saw Shop, Ginger Orem with Crown Real Estate, Interior Welding Extreme North Trailers, and Frontier Outfitters. Alaska Tracks, Saturday at 1:30 p.m., only on KFAR Radio. Stories of the North, told by the people who live them.
Is your car feeling more tired than Monday morning without coffee? It might be time for an oil change. Don't let your car hit snooze on maintenance. Bring it to us, where we'll give it the wake-up call it deserves. Our oil changes start as low as $49, and that's for the good stuff. We're talking synthetic. And every oil change comes with a free safety inspection, plus we can check your filters and top off your fluids while we're at it, at a price that will leave you with plenty of pizza money. That's Glacier Garage at the end of South Cushman, just behind GCR Tire. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Online at glaciergarage.com.
KFAR weather.
A winter storm watch begins at midnight tonight and remains in effect until 9 p.m. Sunday night. Highs level off around 1 above this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through Sunday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Just me in the studio now. And another thing that you might want to start paying attention to is the permanent fund dividend. Yesterday, a vote happened in the Finance Committee that was a 6-5 vote. The six Democrats on the committee voted against funding the dividend. There is no money in their budget that's going to the House for a dividend at this time, they said. They said it's preliminary. It's at this time. But, you know, I was in here with three House members. It was about, you know, 3 months ago, all from Fairbanks. You had Tomaszewski, Prox, and Stapp. I asked him the question, do you think, forget the politics of the next governor, do you think whoever is elected in the next 4 years that they will maintain a permanent fund dividend? And each of them answered they did not believe so. So it starts. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it starts. So if you think that we should continue getting a dividend, it's a 21-19 split in the House right now. So you should probably call Maxine Dibert, District 31, or Ashley Carrick in District 35. Will they be voting with the herd mentality, or will they take the opportunity to branch out on their own and have their own vote? We will see. Simple as that. But it has started, and it should be very entertaining, I should say, to see the direction that this goes. And very entertaining anyway. So now we're going to get 5 to 10 inches of snow this weekend. Oh, my goodness. How much fun can we have? But we're Fairbanksons. We get through that. I'm going to do some shoveling while I can before we get that 5 to 10 inches of snow and get that taken care of. That way I still have a driveway and get fuel delivered and do all that fun stuff. Oh, my goodness. It's been a unique winter. you know, right after Thanksgiving, you know, big snow dump, then the big cold dump for about 50 straight days, literally 50 straight days. And little by little, it's gotten warm, but we're in February. And what the heck? Now, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And what do you got going? What do you got planned? If you don't have reservations for dinner and you want to take your loved one, your wife, your spouse, your date out to dinner, well, the restaurants are probably booked. And so this is an idea for you. Places like Bobby's, the Pump House, the Turtle Club, they have a bar. And you can probably get seats at the bar. They don't take reservations at bar seats. So you can probably get a seat at the bar throughout the night sometime. And if you don't mind sitting at a bar and eating, a lot of people enjoy that. And that's one of your thoughts. If not, I would start looking at cooking. And Tommy G's, they've had this special on, looks like a ribeye steak in the shape of a heart. He started last year, if not the year before. And that looks like a popular cut. Now, that doesn't mean you have to grill it outside. What you can do is, what I like to do is I sear one side in my wonderful cast iron. You know, put some butter in there and get it on nice and hot. Get the butter frothing. You know, I have it spiced and I sear one side for about 3 minutes, get a crust on there. Then I turn it over and I sear it on the other side for about 2 minutes. And I've had the oven on at 400 degrees. And I take my cast iron and I just put it in the whole thing in the oven and cook it for about 15 to 17 minutes. Pull it out, put butter on top of it, tent it with aluminum foil, let it rest for about 10 to 12 minutes. Then I take off the tent and it's ready to go. It's a perfect medium rare. I'd say probably comes out at about, depending on your thickness of your steak, is how much time you want to look at putting it in the oven. But I like my steak at about a 132 to 134 temperature range. And that's how you do it. Now, if you want something more elegant, you can make a risotto. Something good. We got a couple phone calls here, so I'll have to give you food instructions later. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Charlie, Dave.
Charlie, what are you up to?
I'm just wondering why that big old rig up there still tipped over, laying down and stuff. How come there's no interest in getting that thing up and at least looking a little better?
I haven't followed that. Is it still this on its side?
I think it's just being neglected, man. I don't know.
No, you don't take a $500 million rig and neglect it. They only got so much time to move that thing.
I know, man. This is a disgusting way of going about business. Like, cooking at gas fields are just totally neglected. It should be a, what do you call it, legacy field or something. It's just a shame to see that thing being neglected and just didn't put to no use at all and wasted money and time and what could have been or what should be. You know,
okay.
I'm disgusted with everything about politics in Alaska, especially concerning oil and any business ventures that might be possible or not happening because of this stupidity.
Well, hey, I appreciate the phone call. I got two more calls backed up, okay? You have a great weekend. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Mel.
Hello, Mel.
I just read that they've drained the fuel out of that rig, and they're starting to dismantle it. They're going to take it apart as the easiest way to.
Good to hear. Yeah, man. You know, did you see the filming of it falling over? I guess, anyway. Yeah, there's a film of it falling over, and boy, Tim Burr, look out below. And glad that they're on it. You know, I figured they would be, but when something like that falls, you know, you have to bring up a whole engineering team to figure out how to move it, how to ride it, what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, and you don't have much time to do it in. And so anyway, but back to the food portion of it. A wonderful shrimp or lobster risotto would be good to make for your significant other, spouse. And it can all be in one pot meal there, depending on how you do it. A wonderful Caesar salad with, hot chicken or something like that could be very good. But simple as this. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. So what are you going to do? Flowers? Candy? You know, Fred Meyers is, they're ready for you. So anyway, well, what the heck. Brave that 5 to 10 inches of snow we're going to get. Take your date out to dinner. Take her to a good spot. Take him to a good spot. And enjoy yourself. Enjoy Fairbanks. Even though there's 5 to 10 inches of snow, hey, we're getting in the good weather season now. 8 below to 18 above, that type of temperature range, good 20 degrees. In March, we'll get a 30-degree temperature variation during the day. We're gaining 6 to 6.5 minutes of sunlight a day. So in a month, we're going to be coming up on the equinox where it's 12 hours of sunlight and 12 hours of darkness. Little by little, bit by bit, we're getting through this. We are getting through this. My goodness. So, but we have a puppy palace that's going to be built. And my thought is they're bidding low. Their estimate is low. Simple as that. They could have done other things to alleviate the issues that they have. They didn't look at that. This went from, like Brett said, 7 years ago. It was all about just building something new. So, and it sounds like the KIPP is now a political animal, not used what it's meant for. The capital improvement program, 10% of all revenues that come in are supposed to go into it. Don't even know if they're doing that. And it's supposed to be maintaining. And Jim Williams was the, under Carl Castle, he started out as the chief of staff. And he's the one who came out and said, we have, at a good day, $250 million, $250 million worth of deferred maintenance. And we need to do something about it. So they put together the KIPP. Aaron Lajewski and Mayor Bryce Ward, they put together the KIPP. And it was supposed to be to maintain their structures, not to build new structures. But he didn't answer the question, whose name will be on the new vet, the new animal shelter? Should be entertaining. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. I hope you're enjoying yourselves on this nice Friday. Get out, do something. It's the change of weather. Fridays are a great day. So you're leaving the Saturday, Sunday. Monday is a holiday. That's right. It's President's Day. But when you're in real estate, there are no holidays. But it'll be a slower, nice day for me, too. So you take care. We will see you on Tuesday. And I'll have Craig Compo in the studio with me. And we're going to be doing Fairbanks, Alaska trivia. And he's good with his questions. You have a great day.